our burdens and have faith in God to help us run the great race for Christ. Please turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. And look in verse 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For considering him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. Please help. Please work in the lives of these people. Please help me to preach what you want me to preach. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Point number one is remember great witnesses. We need to remember great witnesses like Moses, Paul, Abraham, and most of all, Jesus. Point number two is release great weights. We need to release stuff that will keep us from serving God. Like when you are thinking of something else when the preacher is preaching, you won't get anything out of God's word. Point number three is relax in a steady pace. We need to pace ourselves so we don't get off track. And point number four is release a great finish. Please turn to John 4. John chapter 4. And look at verse 34. Jesus saith unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work." We must finish his work. We need to have a great finish for God.
Yeah.
We need to run the race that God has for us. We don't need to run it God's, your way. We need to run it God's way. God's way is the only way. God wants us to have a great finish so the Lord can give us the rewards in heaven for what we have done.
Yeah.